The Self and Its Brain. By Karl Popper and John Eccles. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Self and Its Brain, written by Karl Popper and John Eccles, is a book that explores the relationship between the mind and the brain. It examines the philosophical implications of the mind-body problem and the implications of the scientific evidence that has been gathered on the subject. The authors argue that the mind and the brain are two distinct entities, and that the mind is not simply a product of the brain. They also discuss the implications of this view for our understanding of consciousness, free will, and the nature of reality. The book begins by discussing the philosophical implications of the mind-body problem. The authors argue that the mind and the brain are two distinct entities, and that the mind is not simply a product of the brain. They discuss the implications of this view for our understanding of consciousness, free will, and the nature of reality. They also discuss the implications of this view for our understanding of the nature of science and the scientific method. The authors then discuss the scientific evidence that has been gathered on the subject. They discuss the evidence from neuroscience, psychology, and philosophy, and how this evidence can be used to support their view of the mind-body problem. They also discuss the implications of this evidence for our understanding of the nature of consciousness, free will, and the nature of reality. The authors then discuss the implications of their view for our understanding of the nature of science and the scientific method. They argue that the scientific method should be used to investigate the mind-body problem, and that the evidence should be interpreted in light of the philosophical implications of the mind-body problem. They also discuss the implications of their view for our understanding of the nature of reality. The book concludes by discussing the implications of their view for our understanding of the nature of reality. They argue that the mind and the brain are two distinct entities, and that the mind is not simply a product of the brain. They also discuss the implications of this view for our understanding of consciousness, free will, and the nature of reality. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The brain is the physical basis of the self, the brain is the physical basis of the self, and the self is the mental basis of the brain. The two are inextricably linked, and the relationship between them is complex and dynamic. The brain is the physical basis of the self, and the self is the mental basis of the brain. The two are inextricably linked, and the relationship between them is complex and dynamic. The brain is the organ that enables us to think, feel, and act, and it is the physical basis of our conscious experience. The self, on the other hand, is the mental basis of the brain, and it is the source of our thoughts, feelings, and actions. It is the mental representation of our identity, and it is the basis of our sense of self-awareness. The brain and the self interact in a continuous feedback loop. The brain processes information from the environment and the self processes information from the brain and the environment. This feedback loop allows us to learn, adapt, and grow. It also allows us to make decisions, form opinions, and develop our sense of identity. The relationship between the brain and the self is complex and dynamic. It is constantly changing and evolving, and it is influenced by both internal and external factors. The brain and the self are inextricably linked, and they are both essential for our mental and physical health. By understanding the relationship between the brain and the self, we can better understand ourselves and our place in the world. Main idea number 2. The brain is the source of conscious experience. Conscious experience is generated by the brain, and the brain is the source of all conscious experience. This experience is the basis of the self, and the self is the product of the brain's activity. The brain is the source of conscious experience. It is the organ that generates the experience of being alive, of being aware, and of being a self. Conscious experience is the basis of the self, and the self is the product of the brain's activity. The brain is the organ that enables us to think, to feel, to remember, to plan, and to make decisions. It is the organ that enables us to interact with the world around us and to make sense of it. It is the organ that enables us to experience the world in a unique and personal way. The brain is the source of all conscious experience. It is the organ that enables us to perceive, to interpret, and to respond to the world around us. It is the organ that enables us to form memories, to learn, and to make decisions. It is the organ that enables us to experience the world in a unique and personal way. It is the organ that enables us to think, to feel, to remember, to plan, and to make decisions. The brain is the source of conscious experience, and it is the basis of the self. The self is the product of the brain's activity, and it is the organ that enables us to interact with the world around us and to make sense of it. The brain is the organ that enables us to perceive, to interpret, and to respond to the world around us. It is the organ that enables us to form memories, to learn, and to make decisions. It is the organ that enables us to experience the world in a unique and personal way. Main idea number 3. The brain is the source of free will, the brain is the source of free will, and the self is the product of free will. Free will is the ability to make choices and act on them, and it is the basis of the self's autonomy. The brain is the source of free will, and the self is the product of free will. Free will is the ability to make choices and act on them, and it is the basis of the self's autonomy. It is the capacity to choose between different courses of action, and to act on those choices. This capacity is essential for the development of the self, as it allows us to make decisions and take responsibility for our actions. Free will is a complex concept, and it is difficult to define precisely. It is often seen as a combination of conscious and unconscious processes, and it is closely related to the concept of autonomy. Autonomy is the ability to make decisions independently, without external influence or coercion. It is the capacity to make choices that are in line with our values and beliefs, and to act on those choices. The concept of free will is closely linked to the notion of responsibility. We are responsible for our actions, and we must take responsibility for the consequences of our choices. This is an important part of being a self-determining individual, and it is essential for the development of a healthy sense of self. The brain is the source of free will, and it is the basis of our autonomy. It is the organ that allows us to make choices and act on them, and it is the foundation of our self-determination. Without free will, we would be unable to make decisions and take responsibility for our actions, and our sense of self would be diminished. Main idea number 4. The brain is the source of emotions. Emotions are generated by the brain, and the self is the product of emotions. Emotions are the basis of the self's identity, and they are the source of the self's motivations. The brain is the source of emotions. Emotions are generated by the brain, and the self is the product of these emotions. Emotions are the basis of the self's identity, and they are the source of the self's motivations. Emotions are the driving force behind our decisions, our behavior, and our relationships. They are the foundation of our sense of self and our sense of purpose. Without emotions, we would be unable to make sense of the world around us or to form meaningful connections with others. Emotions are complex and powerful. They can be both positive and negative, and they can range from mild to intense. They can be fleeting or long-lasting. They can be conscious or unconscious. They can be triggered by external events or internal thoughts. They can be expressed through words, actions, or even physical sensations. The brain is the source of emotions, and it is the key to understanding and managing them. By understanding the brain's role in emotion, we can better understand our own emotions and those of others. We can learn to recognize and respond to our emotions in healthy ways, and we can use our emotions to help us make better decisions and build stronger relationships. Main idea number 5. The brain is the source of memory. Memory is generated by the brain, and the self is the product of memory. Memory is the basis of the self's identity, and it is the source of the self's knowledge. The brain is the source of memory. Memory is generated by the brain, and the self is the product of memory. Memory is the basis of the self's identity, and it is the source of the self's knowledge. Memory is the foundation of the self's experiences, beliefs, and values. It is the repository of the self's memories, and it is the source of the self's understanding of the world. Memory is the basis of the self's ability to think, reason, and make decisions. Memory is the source of the self's creativity, imagination, and problem-solving skills. Memory is the foundation of the self's ability to learn, remember, and recall information. Memory is the basis of the self's ability to form relationships, communicate, and interact with others. Memory is the source of the self's ability to empathize, sympathize, and understand the feelings of others. Memory is the foundation of the self's ability to make moral judgments and decisions. Memory is the source of the self's ability to form and maintain meaningful relationships with others. Memory is the basis of the self's ability to form and maintain a sense of identity and purpose in life. Memory is the source of the self's ability to adapt to changing circumstances and environments. Memory is the foundation of the self's ability to cope with stress, adversity, and trauma. Memory is the source of the self's ability to develop and maintain a sense of self-worth and self-esteem. Memory is the basis of the self's ability to develop and maintain a sense of purpose and meaning in life. Main idea number 6. The brain is the source of thought. Thought is generated by the brain, and the self is the product of thought. Thought is the basis of the self's identity, and it is the source of the self's creativity. The brain is the source of thought. Thought is the product of the brain, and it is the basis of the self's identity. Thought is the source of the self's creativity, and it is the foundation of the self's sense of self. Through thought, the self is able to create, to imagine, and to explore the world around it. Thought is the source of the self's ability to reason, to make decisions, and to form opinions. Thought is the source of the self's ability to learn, to remember, and to understand. Thought is the source of the self's ability to express itself, to communicate, and to interact with others. Thought is the source of the self's ability to experience emotions, to feel joy, and to experience pain. Thought is the source of the self's ability to make choices, to take risks, and to make mistakes. Thought is the source of the self's ability to grow, to develop, and to evolve. The brain is the source of thought, and it is the foundation of the self's identity. Through thought, the self is able to explore the world around it, to make decisions, and to form opinions. Thought is the source of the self's creativity, and it is the basis of the self's sense of self. Thought is the source of the self's ability to learn, to remember, to express itself, and to interact with others. Thought is the source of the self's ability to experience emotions, to make choices, and to take risks. Thought is the source of the self's ability to grow, to develop, and to evolve. Main idea number 7. The brain is the source of language. Language is generated by the brain, and the self is the product of language. Language is the basis of the self's identity, and it is the source of the self's communication. The brain is the source of language. Language is the means by which we communicate with each other, and it is the basis of our identity. It is the way we express our thoughts, feelings, and experiences, and it is the way we make sense of the world around us. Language is the foundation of our self-awareness and our ability to interact with others. It is the source of our self-expression and our ability to understand and be understood by others. Language is the product of the brain. It is the way the brain processes and stores information, and it is the way the brain communicates with itself and with the outside world. Language is the way the brain creates meaning and understanding, and it is the way the brain creates the self. The self is the product of language, and it is the way the brain expresses its thoughts, feelings, and experiences. Language is the source of the self's identity. It is the way the self expresses its thoughts, feelings, and experiences, and it is the way the self communicates with others. Language is the way the self creates meaning and understanding, and it is the way the self creates its own identity. Language is the foundation of the self's self-awareness and its ability to interact with others. Main idea number 8. The brain is the source of perception. perception is generated by the brain, and the self is the product of perception. Perception is the basis of the self's identity, and it is the source of the self's understanding. The brain is the source of perception. Perception is the process of interpreting sensory information and constructing a mental representation of the world. It is the brain that takes in the sensory information and creates a mental representation of the world. This mental representation is the basis of the self's identity and understanding of the world. Perception is the source of the self's identity and understanding of the world. The self is the product of perception. Perception is the process of interpreting sensory information and constructing a mental representation of the world. It is the brain that takes in the sensory information and creates a mental representation of the world. This mental representation is the basis of the self's identity and understanding of the world. The self is the product of this mental representation, and it is the source of the self's identity and understanding of the world. Main idea number 9. The brain is the source of behavior. Behavior is generated by the brain, and the self is the product of behavior. Behavior is the basis of the self's identity, and it is the source of the self's actions. The brain is the source of behavior. It is the organ that generates the behavior that makes up the self. Behavior is the basis of the self's identity, and it is the source of the self's actions. The brain is the organ that produces the behavior that makes up the self, and it is the source of the self's behavior. The brain is the organ that is responsible for the self's behavior, and it is the source of the self's identity. Behavior is the basis of the self's identity, and it is the source of the self's actions. Behavior is the product of the brain, and it is the basis of the self's identity. Behavior is the source of the self's actions, and it is the basis of the self's identity. Behavior is the source of the self's actions, and it is the basis of the self's identity. The self is the product of behavior. Behavior is the basis of the self's identity, and it is the source of the self's actions. Behavior is the product of the brain, and it is the basis of the self's identity. Behavior is the source of the self's actions, and it is the basis of the self's identity. The self is the product of behavior, and it is the source of the self's actions. Main idea number 10. The brain is the source of learning. Learning is generated by the brain, and the self is the product of learning. Learning is the basis of the self's identity, and it is the source of the self's growth. The brain is the source of learning. Learning is the process of acquiring knowledge, skills, and behaviors through experience and instruction. It is the basis of the self's identity and the source of the self's growth. Learning is the foundation of the self's development, and it is the key to understanding the self's behavior and motivations. Through learning, the self is able to make sense of the world and to develop its own unique identity. Learning is a dynamic process that involves the acquisition of new information, the integration of existing knowledge, and the application of that knowledge to new situations. It is a process of trial and error, of experimentation and exploration. Learning is a process of discovery, of uncovering the unknown and of developing new skills and abilities. It is a process of growth and development, of becoming more aware of the self and of the world around it. The brain is the source of learning, and it is the foundation of the self's development. It is the source of the self's knowledge, skills, and behaviors, and it is the basis of the self's identity. Through learning, the self is able to make sense of the world and to develop its own unique identity. Learning is the key to understanding the self's behavior and motivations, and it is the source of the self's growth. Main idea number 11. The brain is the source of consciousness. Consciousness is generated by the brain, and the self is the product of consciousness. Consciousness is the basis of the self's identity, and it is the source of the self's awareness. The brain is the source of consciousness. Consciousness is generated by the brain, and the self is the product of consciousness. Consciousness is the basis of the self's identity, and it is the source of the self's awareness. It is the source of our thoughts, feelings, and actions, and it is the foundation of our sense of self. Consciousness is the basis of our ability to think, reason, and make decisions, and it is the source of our capacity to experience the world around us. Consciousness is the basis of our ability to interact with others, and it is the source of our capacity to form relationships. Consciousness is the source of our capacity to learn, remember, and create. It is the source of our capacity to understand and appreciate beauty, and it is the source of our capacity to experience joy and sorrow. Consciousness is the source of our capacity to empathize with others, and it is the source of our capacity to make moral judgments. Consciousness is the source of our capacity to make sense of the world, and it is the source of our capacity to make meaning out of our lives. The brain is the source of consciousness, and it is the foundation of our sense of self. It is the source of our thoughts, feelings, and actions, and it is the basis of our ability to think, reason, and make decisions. It is the source of our capacity to experience the world around us, and it is the source of our capacity to interact with others. It is the source of our capacity to learn, remember, and create, and it is the source of our capacity to understand and appreciate beauty. It is the source of our capacity to experience joy and sorrow, and it is the source of our capacity to empathize with others. It is the source of our capacity to make moral judgments, and it is the source of our capacity to make sense of the world and make meaning out of our lives. Main idea number 12. The brain is the source of imagination. Imagination is generated by the brain, and the self is the product of imagination. Imagination is the basis of the self's identity, and it is the source of the self's creativity. The brain is the source of imagination. Imagination is the creative force that allows us to explore our inner world and create our own unique identity. It is the basis of our self-expression and the source of our creativity. Imagination is the power that allows us to think outside the box and come up with new ideas and solutions to problems. It is the spark that ignites our passions and drives us to pursue our dreams. Imagination is the foundation of the self. It is the source of our identity and the basis of our self-image. It is the power that allows us to create our own unique story and to shape our own destiny. Imagination is the key to unlocking our potential and achieving our goals. It is the fuel that drives us to explore new possibilities and to reach for the stars. The brain is the source of imagination, and the self is the product of imagination. Imagination is the foundation of the self, and it is the source of the self's creativity. Imagination is the power that allows us to think outside the box and come up with new ideas and solutions to problems. It is the spark that ignites our passions and drives us to pursue our dreams. Imagination is the key to unlocking our potential and achieving our goals. Main idea number 13. The brain is the source of intuition. Intuition is generated by the brain, and the self is the product of intuition. Intuition is the basis of the self's identity, and it is the source of the self's insight. The brain is the source of intuition. Intuition is the ability to understand something instinctively, without the need for conscious reasoning. It is a form of knowledge that is acquired without the use of logical or analytical thought processes. Intuition is generated by the brain, and the self is the product of intuition. Intuition is the basis of the self's identity, and it is the source of the self's insight. Intuition is the foundation of the self's understanding of the world, and it is the source of the self's creativity and imagination. Intuition is the basis of the self's ability to make decisions and judgments. It is the source of the self's ability to recognize patterns and to make connections between seemingly unrelated ideas. Intuition is the source of the self's ability to think abstractly and to come up with innovative solutions to problems. Intuition is the source of the self's ability to empathize with others and to understand their feelings and motivations. Intuition is the source of the self's ability to make sense of the world and to find meaning in life. It is the source of the self's ability to find joy and beauty in the world. Intuition is the source of the self's ability to make decisions and to take action. Intuition is the source of the self's ability to be resilient and to cope with adversity. The brain is the source of intuition, and it is the foundation of the self's identity and understanding of the world. Intuition is the source of the self's insight, creativity, imagination, decision-making, and resilience. Intuition is the source of the self's ability to make sense of the world and to find joy and beauty in life. Main idea number 14. The brain is the source of motivation. Motivation is generated by the brain, and the self is the product of motivation. Motivation is the basis of the self's identity, and it is the source of the self's drive. Motivation is the driving force behind the self. It is the source of the self's identity and the basis of its actions. The brain is the organ responsible for generating motivation, and it is the source of the self's drive. Motivation is the fuel that powers the self, and it is the source of the self's purpose and direction. Without motivation, the self would be unable to pursue its goals and objectives. Motivation is the key to unlocking the potential of the self, and it is the foundation of the self's success. The brain is the source of motivation, and it is the organ responsible for generating the self's drive. It is the source of the self's purpose and direction, and it is the foundation of the self's success. The brain is the organ that enables the self to pursue its goals and objectives, and it is the source of the self's motivation. Without the brain, the self would be unable to pursue its goals and objectives, and it would be unable to achieve its potential. Motivation is the key to unlocking the potential of the self, and it is the source of the self's identity and the basis of its actions. The brain is the organ responsible for generating motivation, and it is the source of the self's drive. Motivation is the fuel that powers the self, and it is the source of the self's purpose and direction. Without motivation, the self would be unable to pursue its goals and objectives, and it would be unable to achieve its potential. Main idea number 15. The brain is the source of creativity. Creativity is generated by the brain, and the self is the product of creativity. Creativity is the basis of the self's identity, and it is the source of the self's expression. The brain is the source of creativity. It is the organ that enables us to think, to imagine, to create, and to express ourselves. Creativity is the basis of the self's identity, and it is the source of the self's expression. It is the process of taking ideas and turning them into something tangible, something that can be shared with others. Creativity is the process of taking something from nothing and making it something. It is the process of taking an idea and turning it into something that can be experienced and enjoyed. Creativity is the process of taking something from nothing and making it something. It is the process of taking an idea and turning it into something that can be experienced and enjoyed. It is the process of taking something that is abstract and making it concrete. It is the process of taking something that is intangible and making it tangible. It is the process of taking something that is unknown and making it known. It is the process of taking something that is hidden and making it visible. The brain is the source of creativity. It is the organ that enables us to think, to imagine, to create, and to express ourselves. It is the source of our ideas, our thoughts, our feelings, and our actions. It is the source of our creativity, our imagination, and our innovation. It is the source of our self-expression, our self-discovery, and our self-realization. It is the source of our creativity, our imagination, and our innovation. Main idea number 16. The brain is the source of decision-making. Decision-making is generated by the brain, and the self is the product of decision-making. Decision-making is the basis of the self's identity, and it is the source of the self's choices. The brain is the source of decision-making. It is the organ that enables us to make choices and determine our actions. Decision-making is the process of evaluating available options and selecting the best course of action. It is the basis of the self's identity, as it is the source of the self's choices. Decision-making is the foundation of the self's autonomy and freedom, as it allows us to make decisions that are in line with our values and beliefs. The self is the product of decision-making. It is the result of the choices we make and the actions we take. The self is shaped by the decisions we make, and it is the source of our identity. Our decisions are the foundation of our self-image, and they are the basis of our sense of self-worth. Decision-making is the source of our self-determination, and it is the basis of our autonomy and freedom. The brain is the source of decision-making, and it is the foundation of the self. Decision-making is the basis of the self's identity, and it is the source of the self's choices. Decision-making is the foundation of the self's autonomy and freedom, as it allows us to make decisions that are in line with our values and beliefs. The self is the product of decision-making, and it is the source of our identity. Our decisions are the foundation of our self-image, and they are the basis of our sense of self-worth. Main idea number 17. The brain is the source of problem-solving. Problem-solving is generated by the brain, and the self is the product of problem-solving. Problem-solving is the basis of the self's identity, and it is the source of the self's solutions. The brain is the source of problem-solving. It is the organ that enables us to think, reason, and make decisions. Problem-solving is the process of analyzing a situation, identifying potential solutions, and selecting the best solution. Problem-solving is the basis of the self's identity, as it is the source of the self's solutions. It is the process of creating a unique identity and finding ways to solve problems. Problem-solving is the foundation of the self's ability to think, reason, and make decisions. It is the source of the self's creativity, innovation, and resourcefulness. Problem-solving is the basis of the self's identity, as it is the source of the self's solutions. It is the process of creating a unique identity and finding ways to solve problems. Problem-solving is the foundation of the self's ability to think, reason, and make decisions. It is the source of the self's creativity, innovation, and resourcefulness. Problem-solving is the process of analyzing a situation, identifying potential solutions, and selecting the best solution. It is the process of creating a unique identity and finding ways to solve problems. Problem-solving is the basis of the self's identity, and it is the source of the self's solutions. It is the process of creating a unique identity and finding ways to solve problems. Problem-solving is the foundation of the self's ability to think, reason, and make decisions. It is the source of the self's creativity, innovation, and resourcefulness. Problem-solving is the process of analyzing a situation, identifying potential solutions, and selecting the best solution. It is the process of creating a unique identity and finding ways to solve problems. Problem-solving is the basis of the self's identity, and it is the source of the self's solutions. It is the process of creating a unique identity and finding ways to solve problems. Problem-solving is the foundation of the self's ability to think, reason, and make decisions. It is the source of the self's creativity, innovation, and resourcefulness. Problem-solving is the process of analyzing a situation, identifying potential solutions, and selecting the best solution. It is the process of creating a unique identity and finding ways to solve problems. Problem-solving is the source of the self's identity, and it is the basis of the self's problem-solving ability. Main idea number 18. The brain is the source of self-awareness. Self-awareness is generated by the brain, and the self is the product of self-awareness. Self-awareness is the basis of the self's identity, and it is the source of the self's understanding. The brain is the source of self-awareness. Self-awareness is the ability to recognize oneself as an individual, separate from the environment and other people. It is the basis of the self's identity and understanding of the world. Self-awareness is generated by the brain, and the self is the product of self-awareness. Self-awareness is the foundation of the self's identity and understanding of the world. It is the source of the self's ability to think, reason, and make decisions. It is also the source of the self's emotions, values, and beliefs. Self-awareness is the basis of the self's ability to interact with others, to form relationships, and to make moral judgments. Self-awareness is a complex process that involves the integration of multiple brain regions. It is the result of the brain's ability to process information from the environment and from within the self. Self-awareness is the result of the brain's ability to recognize patterns, to make connections between different pieces of information, and to form abstract concepts. Self-awareness is a fundamental part of being human. It is the basis of our ability to think, reason, and make decisions. It is also the source of our emotions, values, and beliefs. Self-awareness is the foundation of our identity and understanding of the world. It is the source of our ability to interact with others, to form relationships, and to make moral judgments. Main idea number 19. The brain is the source of self-regulation. Self-regulation is generated by the brain, and the self is the product of self-regulation. Self-regulation is the basis of the self's identity, and it is the source of the self's control. The brain is the source of self-regulation. Self-regulation is the process by which the self is able to control its own behavior and emotions. It is the basis of the self's identity, and it is the source of the self's control. Self-regulation is generated by the brain, and the self is the product of self-regulation. Self-regulation is the foundation of the self's autonomy, and it is the basis of the self's ability to make decisions and take action. Self-regulation is the basis of the self's ability to think, reason, and learn. It is the basis of the self's ability to interact with the environment and to adapt to changing circumstances. Self-regulation is the basis of the self's ability to regulate its own behavior and emotions. It is the basis of the self's ability to control its own thoughts and feelings. Self-regulation is the basis of the self's ability to make decisions and take action. It is the basis of the self's ability to think, reason, and learn. Self-regulation is the basis of the self's ability to interact with the environment and to adapt to changing circumstances. Self-regulation is the basis of the self's ability to regulate its own behavior and emotions. Self-regulation is the source of the self's identity, and it is the source of the self's control. Self-regulation is the foundation of the self's autonomy, and it is the basis of the self's ability to make decisions and take action. Self-regulation is the basis of the self's ability to think, reason, and learn. It is the basis of the self's ability to interact with the environment and to adapt to changing circumstances. Self-regulation is the basis of the self's ability to regulate its own behavior and emotions. Main idea number 20. The brain is the source of self-reflection. Self-reflection is generated by the brain, and the self is the product of self-reflection. Self-reflection is the basis of the self's identity, and it is the source of the self's introspection. The brain is the source of self-reflection. Self-reflection is the process of examining one's own thoughts, feelings, and behaviors in order to gain insight into oneself. It is the basis of the self's identity, and it is the source of the self's introspection. Self-reflection is the process of understanding one's own thoughts, feelings, and behaviors, and it is the foundation of the self's identity. Through self-reflection, we can gain insight into our own motivations, beliefs, and values, and we can better understand our own behavior. Self-reflection is the key to understanding ourselves and our place in the world. Self-reflection is a powerful tool for personal growth and development. It allows us to gain insight into our own thoughts, feelings, and behaviors, and it helps us to better understand our own motivations, beliefs, and values. Through self-reflection, we can gain a better understanding of our own behavior and how it affects our relationships with others. Self-reflection can also help us to identify areas of our lives that need improvement, and it can help us to develop strategies for making positive changes. The brain is the source of self-reflection, and it is the foundation of the self's identity. Self-reflection is an essential part of personal growth and development, and it is the key to understanding ourselves and our place in the world. Through self-reflection, we can gain insight into our own motivations, beliefs, and values, and we can better understand our own behavior. Self-reflection is the source of the self's introspection, and it is the basis of the self's identity.